Hello and welcome to Echoes of Reality, a podcast by Ambassador Media. I am your host, Muluk Antaklianis, Editor-in-Chief and General Manager of Ambassador Media. Today, we uncover the harsh reality. Ethiopia's government is cracking down on free speech and press freedom. Journalists jailed, voices silenced, and fear used to control the nation. I will share the Ethiopia's government war on truth, a nation suffocated by repression. This is a call to listen, to stand up, and never stay silent. Stay with us. The Ethiopia's government war on truth, a nation suffocated by repression. In a country as ancient and resilient as Ethiopia, it is a tragedy that truth itself has become an enemy of the state. What we are witnessing under the current government is not simply mismanagement or political failure. It is a systematic destruction of democracy, criminalization of dissent, and coordinated war on free expression. From Addis Ababa to Oromia, Tigray to Amhara, journalists, activists, and citizens live in fear of their own government. Truth-telling has become a punishable offense. Questioning authority has become a national threat. The government of Ethiopia has transformed its security force into weapons of silence, not guardians of peace, crushing the free press. No government that fears truth can tolerate journalism. Ethiopia's rulers have made this brutally cruel. Independent media outlets are censored, raided, or shut down without due process. Journalists are arrested without charge, held without trial, or forcibly disappeared. Online media is blocked, surveillance is widespread, and self-censorship is now a survival tactic. State-controlled media floods the public with propaganda while silencing alternative voices. This is not law and order. This is the architecture of authoritarianism. Ethnic division as a tool of control. The Ethiopian government has exploited ethnic identity as a political weapon, turning communities against each other while consolidating its grip on power. Instead of building unity, it fuels fear. Instead of justice, it offers scapegoats. Entire regions are militarized, and mass arrests are carried out in the name of security. Peaceful protests are met with bullets. Civilians are caught in endless conflict cycle, not by accident, but by design. A government that cannot govern through legitimacy chooses instead to govern through fear. The international community must wake up. Despite its brutal tactics, Ethiopia's government continues to enjoy political and financial support from powerful international actors. But the world must stop turning a blind eye. Ethiopia is not at peace. Its people are not free. And the current leadership is not accountable to its citizens, only to its own survival. To those who value human rights, media freedom, and democratic value, this is a government that must be called out, not cuddled. We refuse to be silent. Ambassador Media was created to tell the truth, not to serve power. That mission does not end in exile. We will continue to report, investigate, and publish the stories the Ethiopian government wants buried. We will amplify the voice of those silenced by failure. And we will stand with our colleagues, both inside and outside Ethiopia. We will continue to risk everything to defend press freedom. To speak the truth is not a crime, but to silence truth is. Mulukan Taklianis from Ambassador Media. Thank you very much.